From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tonight, Rosario Dawson, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and music from Anita. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Hi there, I'm Jimmy, I'm the host. Thanks for watching. I'm glad we're together. I want you guys to know something. You are, and I mean this, you are the Bill to my Melinda, so thank you. Your Bill and Melinda Gates yesterday announced that they've decided to part ways after 27 years of marriage. They got the 27-year itch, I guess. The split is said to be amicable. They've already agreed to a custody arrangement. Bill gets to spend time with their money on Tuesday nights and every other weekend, and Melinda gets to the rest. You know, these two, they have a combined estimated worth of at least $134 billion. When you're that rich, why do you even need to get divorced? Can't they just live in separate wings? But poor Bill Gates, he's been sleeping in his jet. It's very sad, but he is getting back out there. He's already got a profile on Tinder. The photo's a little bit dated, but who would you date if you were Bill Gates? I mean, there's only one person you know for sure isn't in it for the money, and that's Jeff Bezos. Imagine if those two got married. You know who I'd like to see Bill Gates date? Seriously, Kim Kardashian. Wouldn't that be something? She takes him home to meet Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, man, they'd sell so much lip liner. The likes would be through the roof. Anyway, you hate to see anyone split up, especially after 27 years. But the good news is that since Melinda is fully vaccinated, Bill will still be able to track her wherever she goes. So that's nice. You know, starting as early as next week, the FDA is expected to authorize use of the Pfizer vaccine for children aged 12 to 15 years old. President Biden said he hopes 70% of American adults will get at least their first dose by the 4th of July. He said it's very important that we're at least partially vaccinated by that date to make room in the hospitals for guys who blow their fingers off with firecrackers on Independence Day. Graham POTUS is also reaching out directly to the kids now with the kind of hip tech know-how you rarely expect from a 78-year-old man.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov, or text your zip code to 438829.
Easy as pie. Old Bazooka Joe going on and on about gum again. And this is interesting. The next round of COVID vaccines might not be shots. Several companies are developing vaccines that can be taken as a pill or sprayed into your nose. Wouldn't it be funny if all these anti-vaxxers suddenly decide to get the vaccine because it turned out all this time they were just scared of needles? I'm waiting until the vaccine comes in a can of Monster Energy drink, and then I'm gonna... Today, in case you don't know, and congratulations if you don't, is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. And it's a holiday for people who hear you say Baby Yoda and they go, actually, it's Grogu. But this is a tradition that dates back. You know how far this goes back, Guillermo?
Long time, Jimmy.
A long time.
Yeah.
How long you think? How far back?
Maybe 100 years. I don't know. A long time.
100 years?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
You don't know. 100, you think Star Wars is 100 years old?
No, maybe like 20 years.
Okay.
Or 40 years. I don't know.
You're now closer. The tradition goes back to 1979, the day Margaret Thatcher took office as Prime Minister of England. We got one English guy laughing like I'm kidding, but I'm not. This is an ad that her party took out in the paper. It said, May the 4th be with you, Maggie. Congratulations. And Star Wars Day was born. Star Wars is a great movie, of course. A lot of people call it a Western in space. But to me, it's the timeless tale of a teenage boy learning to use his penis for the first time. I mean, think about it. He inherits his father's lightsaber, and at first, he doesn't know how to use it, and he gets all nervous, and then this weird uncle shows up in a robe, and he's like, just close your eyes and let it happen. And then he does, and he fires everything he's got up the cervix of a giant egg called the Death Star, and it explodes. It's just like puberty, really. It's a classic.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.